Welcome back to another episode of Politically Incorrect, safe space, socially unacceptable commentary. I didn't plan on recording an episode today, or at least right now, better yet. I didn't plan on doing it. This has typically been the pod time, or, you know, the personal pod time. But I just wasn't really in, I wasn't really there. I'm just mentally just not wasn't there. Wasn't ready. But then I started thinking, All-Star Weekend is, you know, it's happening. The game's going to be played. Steph Curry's going to play in that game. I care. So, and this will also probably be fun because obviously, more than likely, I'm not going to have this out before. And even if I do have it out, most people aren't going to hear it until tomorrow and things like that. So, you know, this is just going to be a fun time of, you'll be able to see where I was right and where I was wrong. Because I'm looking at these players individually. You know, I like to dabble in fantasy basketball. So because of that, I'm looking at the All-Star game and the guys that, you know, I'm going to be believing in and the guys that I'm going to be a naysayer to, trying to put together the best combination of ideas to have the most optimal outcome at the end of the day. And in doing that, I decided to go through... You know, I'm meticulous with this shit. I should be meticulous with other things. But yeah, meticulous. I went over every single All-Star in this year's game. And I'm going deep on every single one of them. I want to see. I want to know. I want to try to get into the mindset and try to understand where they're coming from so I can have a better idea of where to put my faith in on this beautiful Sunday. All right, so we'll start from the top. Luka Doncic. We all understand Luka's MVP favorite. More than likely, he's averaging, 34-9-9. He's, you know, everything that they're saying Jokic is, he is, but in a somewhat of a guard form. And, oh, whoa, now we have a guest, possibly. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, well, I was going to talk to you about the All-Star game, but, I mean, what are you doing?
I was picking up food and I'm go back home and shower and stuff in a second, then going to work.
Well, you can go whenever you want to. It can be quick or whatever.
Well, as far as like the game itself tonight, or?
Well, so I'm going through because you know I'm making lineups. So I'm going through all of the players in the game and just like looking at where I'm putting my faith at. And I mean, you're basically doing the same thing because I know you're going to have prize picks and shit.
Right.
So that's what I was going to talk to you about.
See, I haven't looked at if anything may have changed as far as like point props and shit like that today. I'm still hung up on the.
Still hung up on what?
I'm still hung up on the fact that bitch ass white boy got in the way of me getting $100, because this nigga want to have an even 48 for his first dunk. Meanwhile, all the other dunkers got 47, 48s with decimals type shit. Like, niggas had fucking 47.5 and 48.9 or some shit like that. This nigga want to get a full on even 48. I got this nigga over 98.5 first round score. Nigga want to have 97.4. Suck a dick. Till the day I die.
Okay, right on. I mean, did you watch all Saturday last night?
I didn't watch the skills competition.
I mean, you should have. Hey, Scotty Barnes might be retarded. Like last year, I thought it was a joke. Like they were just fucking around or whatever. But now I'm just like, okay, but the thing that's even worse about it is just like he's not only competing in this in All-Star Weekend, he's an All-Star tomorrow.
Yes. He absolutely is.
Hey, Bamani Jones might have been right. Bamani Jones might have been right. Hey, this country produces like 10 to 12 NBA players a year.
Yeah.
I guess this is basically getting into that. I was looking at it right now, so I was starting off with Luka. Well, I mean, well, hold on. Oh, do you want to talk about the Saturday night real quick? I mean, I think what's his name is retarded. I think the dunk contest was trash. The 3-point contest was. I feel like there should be more rounds, or they should like have a half court shot element or something. Like they got the stories, but like I don't know, because everybody. I don't know. I just didn't like it. And also, Reggie's over here acting like they're over here, like, just the greatest of all time. Like, man, they got 20s and still didn't make it. Larry Bird won with a 17. Larry Bird didn't have a story. Larry Bird didn't have a money ball. Like, what are we talking about?
Larry Bird was nowhere near the type of shooter that these niggas are today.
No, I agree with that, but Larry Bird made 17 out of 30. If you go back, because these guys got all scored 26 points, but out of the 33 shots they took, or 32 shots they should. What was the actual percentage? Because 17 out of 30, that's over. That's damn near 60, I think.
Yeah.
But yes, no, I do agree that the guys today are better. But I'm just saying, like, the scores don't really reflect that. If we're looking at, like, because they have these extra values for certain shots.
Oh yeah, like the all money ball rack now and
yeah, exactly. A whole bunch of stuff. If you go 6 for 6, because how many shots do they do from each spot? Is it 5 or 6?
Yeah,
I think it's 5-2. So if you, that's 10 right there. If you go 5 for 5 at your rack, Larry Bird had to make 10. But yeah, I'm glad Steph. I mean, it was kind of a whole, like, it was cool Steph won, but at the same time, like, he had to win. Like, I'm just glad. I am glad that Sabrina agreed to do it from the NBA line. That's what I will say about that.
I mean, she's nice. Like, I'm sure, like, that was something that I feel like she, like, wanted, like, genuinely wanted to do. It was like, yeah, no, like, I wouldn't want this any other way.
And, I mean, you already know what it's going to be next year, because apparently All-Stars in San Francisco.
Is it San Francisco?
Yeah. It's gonna be Steph and Clay versus Caitlin and Sabrina.
I also think that Caitlin's not going to next year.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, here's the thing. If you want people to give a fuck about the WNBA, you got to let go of some of these fucking gay ass rules. Like, these people are fans of people in college, somewhat fans of people in college when their name's the highest. We want to see them at the next level, because we're going to forget about them, because you're going to treat them like a fucking dog shit rookie once they're in the WNBA, because that's what women do when they have power. What? What? No, but what I'm saying that to say, Juju should be able to go to the draft next season.
She should, yeah. The one and done thing I don't think exists for women's basketball.
Well, there hasn't really been a reason for it to exist.
I mean, Sabrina, when she came through, she was crazy. Like, Kelsey, whenever, like, she broke the record and all that, she went crazy.
No, I do believe there's always... and the number has been growing for quite a time, but I think there's always been a best player on the floor. And I think the gap in women's is much greater than the gap for men. Like, it's dead at Brian Scalabrine is much closer to LeBron James than anybody that talks shit about Brian Scalabrine.
Yeah, for sure.
With that being said, the number one point guard in the nation, or the starting point guard at Pflugerville High School today, is not even in the same stratosphere as Juju Watkins.
There, I do. I'm sure you're sure you haven't, like, heard about her, but this girl Leah Chavez, she goes to one of the schools up in Lubbock. Like,
Yeah. Dave sent me a picture. Nah, they played the game at Wayland. I was just like, all right.
And she's a junior too, so she has an entire extra year before, like, actually getting to college.
To be honest with you, hey, look, I understand, like, the men would be upset about it, but if we want to see the women's game grow, if she nice like that, hey, Put her in college now. We don't care. Put her in college now. Fuck you talking about. Hey, don't they have in high school, like, oh, I was taking college classes and shit. All right, well, she a college player too, goddammit.
I mean, they
money's here to be made as well. It's not just exploitation.
Well, yeah, like, because you've never heard of those players doing the fucking, like the reclassification thing doesn't exist for them. Maybe
does it not exist or just has it not been done? Because, I mean, it's the same rules. They're in the same NCAA and same high school, so you would think it's the same rules. They probably just hasn't been done.
Yeah.
I mean, but, yeah, somebody needs to do. But I'm saying, well, bringing it back.
1,000,000,000% can. Like, just.
But bringing it back home, if Caitlin and Juju were both going to the league next year, I still wouldn't give a fuck, but I might accidentally watch a game or two if they're allowed to play the same way that they're playing in college. But you know they're not going to allow them to do that because, like, you still got Kelsey Plum and fucking Asia Wilson and, well, they're all on the same team, but, like, they got some good players in the WNBA. Candace Parker, I still.
You know, Caitlin needs to do everything that Kaiser was supposed to type shit.
Hey, yo, first of all, Kaiser should still be in the WNBA if the WNBA was a serious league. If they want their base to be women, then y'all need to start marketing that shit to women. Get this shit off of ESPN. Unless y'all got severe great analytics saying like, oh, 48, 50, like a major majority of this demographic is women. You shouldn't be, because women ain't watching ESPN like that. I think. I could be way wrong, but I mean, hell, they just gave Taylor Swift credit for an entire NFL season. You think those women were watching ESPN? So, I mean, so if that's the case, whatever it is, like, they should be doing ads on the fucking View or whatever it is women watch. Have fucking WNBA ads on TikTok. I don't know what these women watch. I don't know.
All I knew was that Antonio Reeves and Trae Young Prize Pick Square was absolutely free as fuck. Not as free as Steph plus Sabrina over 48.5 total points in that shootout.
Okay, you want to know something? I wanted to talk to you about this last night. I didn't pick anything in the 3-point. Actually, I did think, I think I made something on Underdog because I had some money in there. I was like, oh shit, what's up? But I was pretty much, I was calling you because I was like, yeah, I'm hating. I'm hating. Because no, just on everybody in the 3-point contest. Oh, yeah. Because they said, like, oh, first round score like 22, 24, all that. I'm just like, nigga, somebody's gonna have 15. Like, it's just always like that. Somebody gonna have 16. Like, that's the reason why they increased, like, they added the money ball. They added the starting because people were just like, damn, like, niggas is winning with like 11.
Yeah, I want to say it was that year that Paul George was like a dark horse MVP candidate, and he was in the 3-point contest, and he put up a single digit round.
Dog,
he was like, we are never seeing that again.
I'm saying, but I had a feeling like somebody was gonna do that, but all these niggas shot. I was like, okay, all right, whatever.
Well, yeah, Carl for me, Carl and Tyrese were the only two that like felt free for real. Like, I felt confident about Trae Young, but that's because Antonio Reeves had 22-24 last night. So I was like, all right, cool. The floor is fucking 16. Like, that's fine.
I did not think Tyrese Halliburton was going to be able to shoot like that, dog.
Damn, what? is hate, especially because dude had a full-on month to 6-week span where he went absolutely nuts.
Yeah, no, he had a great couple of. He started the season great. He had an extended Jeremy Lin run. Yeah, he nice.
No.
What?
We're not doing that.
Ever since he came back, he ain't been doing that shit. I mean, he had like a game or two with like, oh, like 12, 13, 15 assists. But like, he was doing that every game type shit. Ever since that injury, he's been kind of mid.
But extended Jeremy Lin is hate. Like word choice, that is hate.
Okay. I guess it wasn't clear. I hate him.
Okay.
No, I guess we're clear. No, he's on a hate list. No, but here's the thing. He's on the hate list, but it's like mid. It's medium. It can get increased given certain circumstances, but at the end of the day, if the Pacers end up, like, I knew that was all Fugazi bullshit. Like, I don't put any stock into that, but like, that's just doubling down on LeBron hate if we're going to really take it there. But, you know, if you're listening, you got it, but, you know. Anyway, I was also hating on Steph and Sabrina. I was like, yeah, Steph's about to fucking let all men down, and this is about to be the fucking worst All-Star weekend in the history of the world.
God damn. And niggas had tweets talking about some, like they had like split like tweets in the draft talking about some, if Steph wins, saying, put that bitch in their place, whatever, if Steph lost. I mean, like, the Warriors been tanking, like, Clay been on bullshit. Draymond's a whole fucking felon and shit out here. Hey, like the work that he has to do, like, dude's stressed out, man. Dude just want to go to All-Star break and relax, be with his family now. They got to ask his name to do some, whatever.
Yeah, no. He's trying to relax. Meanwhile, they got to ask this nigga, hey, can you defend all men?
Exactly.
Hey, for the fate of the planet. This is basically also fate of the planet shit. So, yeah, Iguodala that, bitch. Yeah. That was some fate of the planet type shit that Steph had to do. It was a lose-lose situation.
And that nigga went crazy. I want to say it was yesterday that Bleach Report had that clip of him making 5 minutes worth of threes.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're doing that to basically just advertise the challenge, like, what are we... What's being talked about here? I'm not too sure. I know Sabrina is nice. Absolutely, she's nice. But like 5 minutes worth of threes? 5 minutes?
I mean, yeah, but you know what? They should. I'm sure Sabrina could probably do something like that, or has done something like that in her day. I mean, she is a professional athlete. I mean, like, even JaVale McGee is gonna be automatic when you're watching these niggas at warm up. Like Nick Young looked like Michael Jordan at the game we went to during warm ups.
It is, but full circle, it isn't, like, put out there as much. Like, if anything, out of women's basketball players, Caitlin Clark's been talked about the most out of everybody. When it comes to, like, actual basketball type shit, because, I mean, I've played the whole Brittany Griner show over the past year, Angel Reese, I guess. But, like, as far as, like, actually being on the court, like, the most talked about women's players, Caitlin Clark, Sabrina probably. Yes, probably else, too.
Well, the problem with that for me is, I think, what's her name, Cheryl Swoops is right. When she gets to the lead, they not gonna let her do that shit. Like I'll see the highlights on ESPN. Obviously, I'm not watching the game. I'll see the highlights. I'm just like, yeah, like you're not allowed to do. Like you can get that shit off. Like I said, there's a massive gap between talent in the women's game. You can get that shit off. They're not going to let you do that. One, in the WNBA. Two, I love the play style. It's entertaining as fuck. But she ain't one.
She hasn't. Like it's almost on some, like, the argument that LeBron fans have is like, yo, she's been absolutely killing shit. Like, loses to this, like, very, very solid, checks off all the box LSU team, only to add two of the top four transfer prospects and Haley Van Lathan, that one girl, I think, from, like, Stanford or something like that. Like, that is a literal super team in women's college basketball for real. It's talked about, but not as much considering, like, Caitlin Clark, like, just passing the record and shit. And even then, like, neither of those teams are number one. I think it's still South Carolina.
Yeah, but if we talk about women's college basketball, I still think it's going to end up. Hey, I still ain't gave up on Paige.
Oh, she is nice.
Oh, nigga, hey, Juju this, Kaylin that. Nigga, she carried this shit. Fuck you talking about. How's some respect for the OG? Fuck you talking about.
Absolutely, that torn ACL, that derailed a lot of shit, bro.
That opened a door. That's how you know she was hurt. That opened a door for Michael Jordan retire, other people can win championships type shit.
Man.
Yeah, nigga, fuck Tyrese Halliburton. What?
Okay.
Okay, but anyway, bringing it back to the All-Star game.
26 made threes did feel, not like...
See, it was not 26 made threes, it was 26 points. How many threes did he make?
Yeah. But I think the line for him was like 22 or 22 and a half. Like,
yeah, no, I saw that and I was just like, that's why I was calling you. I was like, yeah, I'm hating on niggas tonight. Under. Niggas gonna have 17. Niggas gonna have 15. Niggas gonna have 12. Type shit.
Even Big Cat over there. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, what you mean? What you mean? Even Big Cat, nigga? You mean a champ? Fuck you talking about, nigga?
Well, Dame's the champ now.
Yeah, but I'm saying he was H. What are you doing?
I'm just.
Hey, all right. Dame is the Kansas City Chiefs of the 3-point contest, but fucking Cat is the Rams, nigga.
I mean, so he's gonna keep losing.
He won, God damn it!
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Anyway, back to what I was talking about at the beginning. So I'm looking at all the guys, and I'm just trying to get into it. So, Luka. What I was saying before is I do not love Luka tonight. I think he's a smaller Jokic. He's guard Jokic. And because of that, I don't believe Jokic is going to. It's the game's not made for niggas that are unathletic. The All-Star game's not made for them. Unless they just get hot as hell from three, and Luka is. I think Luka's going to be tonight passing much more than he typically does, even though he passes quite enough because he, you know, he averaged 9 assists.
Yeah. So I guess at that point, who do you think right now genuinely has the best chance of being All-Star MVP?
Oh, we're getting there. Hey, I'm going over everybody. Yeah. It's only like 14 or no, 24? I don't know, whatever. Giannis. I can't remember what the situation was last year, but I do remember he only played like 20 seconds. Like, he scored once and got out the game.
Yeah, no, he was injured.
Okay, well, to my knowledge, he's healthy now.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that scares me is because as far as the game is concerned, it's a game that Giannis can easily put up 30, 35. Like, no defense. We all dunking or shooting threes. If, as long as he doesn't try to just be a three-point shooter tonight, he can easily have 25 to 30 points.
However, something that which could 100% happen, like that could absolutely go crazy, just like whatever the case. Mm-hmm. One, on some like shits and giggles, I'm definitely going to push some shit on Tuesday talking about how Giannis is going to be seen as a coach killer, but that's a whole other thing. But he is also playing with his coach, talking about some like, hey coach, like we really gotta get this shit going with our team. Fuck these niggas, we gotta beat these niggas. Well, I got 8 minutes out of here.
Well, no, that was gonna be my next point. That's the only thing that does fear me, the fact that Doc Rivers is the coach for the team in the All-Star game. He might be telling Giannis, like, hey, you know what, dog? Hey, you know, we got bigger goals. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to win a championship. Let's just try to use this as, like, you know, some recon shit, trying to learn about these niggas, learn what they like to do, shit like that. No, if they smart. But then again, we talking about Doc Rivers. But Giannis, I also believe, I think he cares about this shit. It's an All-Star game. It's another opportunity to play. You're, oh, gee wee, look at me. Like, oh, look. Like, oh, there's some bright lights. I love Indianapolis. It's like New York. Like, what are we doing?
Exactly. Talking about some of the people are just so much more genuine over here.
And
see, he just lost his neck.
He's like that dude.
The Jarvis will be amazing.
He's like that dude on Instagram, how you expect people to react when you see no videos. Yeah, exactly. But no, Giannis also.
I'm going off a 3 hour sleep. Oh my God, this shit is working so hard. This shit is dedicated.
But Giannis is like, I do think he wants to make up for last year. And I don't know. I don't know if this means. I don't know how much this means to him, but this is going to your question that we'll get to. I don't know how much it means to him, but. And I personally don't love it, but it is the Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP award.
It is. Yes, it is.
So. You know, only played 20 seconds. Kobe always played hard. I think some niggas like to play hard now because of that in the All-Star game. Or at least that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This nigga going crazy. Yeah, nigga. I did a college basketball entry. This nigga Elijah Martin from FAU going crazy. My niggas.
All right. And now we have this trash-ass nigga Tyrese Halliburton, who doesn't give a fuck about the kids or ESPN, over here missed 30 shots on the Pat McAfee show. This nigga's worse than Steph Curry for charity, dog.
Yeah, no, that shit was so hilarious.
No, yeah. That was the McAfee show been on fire past couple of days or weeks or whatever. But Tyrese Halliburton. So I legitimately is still thinking like he was kind of injured. But he's kind of had a pretty good All-Star weekend. So with that being said, I don't want to be sitting here 8 hours from now and just be like, it was so obvious that the point guard that's been averaging 18 assists per game and is in the three-point contest at home was going to be the All-Star MVP. Like, how could he not have 20 points and 20 assists? So, that is, now that I see how healthy he is, but I saw him do like an interview or something. It might have been on the McAfee show. Like, he was talking about, yeah, you know, I might just be in there for a little bit, you know, just making sure, you know, hometown's everybody taken care of, but making sure I'm still good, you know, and everything. So I'm like, all right, so like, are you lying to me or no? But he's somebody who, I have him in a captain position. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I actually love Shai. Last year, I believe last year, because he's a two-time All-Star, I believe. Last year was the first time. He only played like 10-something minutes. Now he's starting, so, you know how I feel about that. But regardless, he's starting. So I think he's going to feel a way about that shit. And again, it is the Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP Award. And also, I don't think he knows how many minutes he's going to play, so I think he's going to be on go from jump. Because I think he thinks, like, it could be some diabolical shit because it's the Timberwolves coach that's the coach for the West. So he could just be like, hey, yo, hey, Oklahoma City's kind of our competition. Like, hey, it would be a shame if something happened. Hey, SGA, you play as much as you want, dog. Hey, get the fans a show. Get the fans a fucking show, dog. Go get MVP. This is your day. This is, hey, this is why Ant's talking about playing left hand. Hey, this is your day, Shai. Go crazy. I'll let you talk about this person. Jason Tatum.
I surprisingly just saw a stat a couple seconds ago.
Wait,
so
what?
I saw the StatMuse tweet of his stat line from the All-Star game last year, and I forgot that this nigga had the record for and then All-Star game.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
But is he gonna have the opportunity to do that again? Because last year it was different, like, you know, the draft and everything. Like, he was like pretty much that nigga for that team. I mean, everybody was that nigga, but you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, but see, it depends. When is this documentary coming out?
I mean, it's probably coming out at the end of the season. Which actually is making it even worse. It's like, hey, so Celtics are winning the championship. Right on.
Yeah. Hell of a year. At the bottom of the tweet, will anybody break this record tonight? Yeah, he probably will.
Only. Wait, what?
Huh?
Oh, okay, because what I had down for Jason Tatum was no.
Okay.
But
that's not off base. Yes, it's out the
wrong. But that's just because, like, yes, I understand what happened last year, but I do believe these are all the best players in the NBA. What happened last year can happen with just about any of them, and if any of them gets hot, they're gonna let that nigga keep shooting.
Yeah.
And it's not like they playing defense. So I mean, could he do it again? Absolutely. But could 8 other people? Absolutely. But I mean, I'm fading him just off of the way he's priced. I'm fading him. Well, as a captain, I'm fading him. Now we got this bitch-ass nigga LeBron James. This infidelity-ridden piece of shit. How dare you do this to our queen, Savannah? Honestly, I have Savannah over Beyonce, but that's for another day. But with LeBron James, I think that he starts hot. Or Betty, I think he tries to start hot. And if he's effective, oh yeah, no, we're here. I'm gonna be the oldest nigga to win All-Star Game MVP. LeBron, you already did that. I'm gonna be the oldest nigga to do it again.
Yeah.
Kobe, who? I'm gonna be the oldest nigga to get it again.
I'm breaking that record. I'm breaking.
Well, how much you have? 55? All right, 56. No, Betty, yeah, hey, fuck it. Hey, I'm gonna go for 81 in the All-Star Game.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for 81 in the All-Star Game. I'm gonna be 12 for 12 from three. I'm dunking on everybody. Get out the way. The king is home. Type shit. But yeah, no, I don't see that happening, but there is like I would say it's like a 10% chance that happens. But because I don't believe that's going to happen, I mean, last year he played 14 minutes. He was on some bullshit. Like, I think he's going to try to start hot, and he's going to miss those two half-court threes he's going to attempt, and he's gonna be like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard. I think Damian Lillard is going to be able to play 25 minutes. And if he's able to play 25 minutes, he's one of the eight people who could get nuclear. What if him and Steph go back and forth like BAU used to do on NBA Live from half court threes?
Or just go for it. Like that's gonna happen.
No, we was going crazy.
That's for sure. Especially with him talking about, because like there's a whole thing where he recreated that shot on the Thunder at home, and like he just like, no, I ain't got it in me no more. That type shit. This nigga from 55 feet out talking about some 1 second into the shot clock, and you just fuck it.
I wish they were playing the game at Lucas Oil, because that LED court for the All Star game would have been all heaven.
Yeah,
like that would have been nice. I would think they could still bring it over there, but maybe it's too much. I don't know. Too much work or something. I don't know. But Damian Lillard, I would definitely think he could get high. He could, because I think Jason Tatum made, what, 15 threes last year? 12?
No, just 10.
Oh, 10?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Damian Lillard can easily go 8 for 10. I'll let you talk about this guy, Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Shit, all-star MVP, what are we talking about? I think the last one that he played in, I think it was like 2019, I think it was.
What? I thought he played one since then, no?
Let me think here. Cause yeah, 20, like 20, I don't think he was there for, you know, obvious reasons. 21 might have been the only time, because like it was usually around this time of like this time where there's some random bullshit niggas flying into his kneecaps and shit talking about some, hey, he sprained his MCL again. The niggas out for 3 weeks, and I'm just like, all right, cool. Hey, Bradley Beal, you better be healthy now. Like, fuck, I'm not on the
phone. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, no, he hasn't played an All-Star game in a minute.
I would love for that to be a catalyst, for lack of a more simpler word, I guess. I don't know why I even just use that. But if there's ever a reason for, like, yo, let me try and go crazy in, like, all some exhibition Rucker Park type shit. Like this nigga might try and do the shit from 50 feet out. He'll probably airball the bitch. Still on some, like, fuck it, whatever.
What you're saying, like, makes sense. And, like, people could get on board with. But that would mean Kevin Durant would have to be assertive and, like, want to score.
Well, it might be one of those things. Maybe.
But if like, he was like that, then like, he would.
The guy that gets high early, they might just say, hey, go crazy. Then it's all right, cool, bet. Now let's get Luka involved. Now let's get fucking Devin Booker involved and shit.
Well, that's also another thing. I didn't think about him not playing in the game, in the All-Star game, for a minute, but I think that he would rather not be on LeBron's team.
It is, he's socialist.
So, is he really gonna have that opportunity to do that? Even though I don't believe that is, I mean, like, is he capable of that? Yeah, but he's a passive scorer.
If there's, I know there's not a problem with this, but like, to find the odds for flashy Bron to KD or vice versa pass for an alley-oop, like to see what those odds are, to see what those odds would be, like it's gonna be one of those like, oh man, you never know what you're gonna see at the All-Star game on some marketing shit, like whenever KD and Russ had the like moment, whatever, Steph and Clay or whatever the case, like those like little small things are just, yo, this is the greatest exhibition game ever. On some bounce pass from 2 feet into the court, finds KD in the fucking corner for a three or some shit. Like there's gonna be one of those moments, and
I'm
not gonna be surprised if that's it when it comes to like both of them actually trying to do shit.
I think KD's gonna throw a lob to LeBron before LeBron throws a lob to KD. I think both can happen in the game, but I think KD is going to do it first.
Like some bitch-ass niggas, man.
I'm just saying. But yeah, I think yeah, it's possible for KD to, actually be the greatest scorer that he is. But I mean, I think he's gonna be fine with having 25. And 25, I'm not gonna get no MVP, but I think he's fine with having an efficient 25. Hey, I'm gonna go 9 for 9 from the field, 25 points. Like type shit.
All turnarounds, and maybe
Nah, all wide open
potentially
threes.
for
All wide open threes
being
and just
wide.
running and dunking. He's not gonna need to do no turnaround, nothing.
Say, I'm tripping. I'm a little bit on time. Get ready, to get into work. So I'm gonna have to get out of here in a second.
All right, then. Well, yeah, that's fine. Well, what Alan doesn't know is he was just on the podcast. I guess I'll tell him that later. So we stopped at KD. I guess I'll go ahead and keep going. I got Anthony Davis. I do believe AD is a sleeper. AD can get. I think AD has the opportunity to play 20 or 25 minutes, just given the rosters of it all. Because I don't think LeBron's gonna play heavy minutes, kind of like you just heard us talking about. KD, Allen has high hopes. I don't think KD's gonna like. I think best case scenario is what I just said, like 9 for 9, 25 points type shit. Jokic, I don't think he's gonna play much at all. It's an all-star game. It's not really catered to him. Then other guys that play, Anthony Davis's position or in that area or whatever. Kawhi, it's been rumored that he may or may not be playing, so we'll see what happens. Or if he is, he's going to be like one of those 3, 4, 5 minute type shits. So that's going to open up minutes for more guys in the front court. Karl-Anthony Towns, he'll definitely get opportunity, but I don't really see Karl playing more than 15 minutes. Honestly, I don't see that unless he just goes crazy and like they just want to keep him in. I mean, his coach is also coaching in the All-Star game, so. Does he want him to get out there and play, or does he want him to, kind of just have some fun and stay out of here healthy? With all that being said, I think Anthony Davis will have an opportunity. Him and LeBron maybe play a little bit together. Anthony Davis, he's going to be, sure, he's probably going to take a lot of threes, but he's going to be in position to get a lot of rebounds because guys going to be taking a lot of threes. So if they aren't going in, he should be in position to pick some up. I think he can easily fall into a double-double tonight. And if he can score a little bit more, who knows? So I'm not mad at Anthony Davis tonight. I'm definitely going to have some AD. Now, Donovan Mitchell. I believe Donovan Mitchell wants it. I'm not the biggest fan of Donovan Mitchell, but I do believe Donovan Mitchell wants it. Because of that, and with it also being East versus West, and with him coming off the bench, I think he may feel slighted. I think he feels slighted that one, he's not a starter, and the only reason he's not a starter in his mind probably is, well, we're in Indianapolis, so Tyrese Halliburton, obviously he's gonna start, and then we got this fucking nigga Dame who just got traded into the conference, trash ass nigga, so he's taking my spot, like that's my starting spot, like yeah, I'm still an all star, but you know what? See, fuck that. That's why I gotta go to New York. You know what I mean? Like that's what he's on. That's the energy I think he's on tonight. I just took it all the way there. Also, he. You know, Jason Tatum ran away with MVP last year, but Donovan Mitchell tried his best. Donovan Mitchell tried his best to have something to say about Jason Tatum running away with that. And I think he's probably thinking, all right, well, if I start a little bit hotter this year, start a little bit quicker, I mean, I'm going to have limited minutes because I'm coming off the bench, so I got to go crazy. I'm going to be the first nigga to get All-Star Game MVP from off the bench, which I'm sure it's not the first. I'm sure somebody's done that before, but... Yeah, no, I'm sure somebody's done that before. But I believe in Donovan Mitchell tonight. Devin Booker. I believe Devin Booker wants it. All-Star Game MVP award. Kobe Bryant, All-Star Game MVP award. He's another guy that's not going to be starting. But I don't think Luka is going to be playing mad minutes like that. I think Luka may get 20, 25. I think Luka may... 25. 25 is a major max, in my opinion. 25 is a major max. Now, it depends on how that last quarter goes. But in that last quarter, if they try to win a game for real, I don't think Luka going to be in a game, dude. If they try to win a game for real. Ooh, this is fun. Damn, I should have did this with Allen. If they try to win a game in that last quarter, who I think going to be on the floor for the West? I mean, I would probably have Stephen Booker, but Anthony Edwards is there as well, and this is his coach. So he probably would have Anthony. I could see them having all three of them out there. You know, this is an all-star game. As then for LeBron's probably not going to want to play center, and he's not going to really care about winning. Kevin Durant, we could probably put him at center. It's an all-star game. Carl will be out there as well. AD. AD. I think if the West is trying to win, it's going to be more majority of the guys that are on the bench, to be honest with you. Yeah, if the West is trying to, like, if it comes down to, like, that type of situation, like, yeah, I think it's going to be the West bench that's going to be out there more so. Maybe, like, 3 out of 2 or something like that. Let's see. In the East, well, this is guys we haven't talked about yet, so I guess I'll chill. I think Devin Booker wants it, though. I think Devin Booker's going to have an opportunity. I think he's going to get hot. I mean, hell, we've seen him get hot like no other this year alone. So did a couple of other guys that are playing in this game. So, yeah, I think he wants it. I'm definitely going to be in on some Devin Booker tonight. Jalen Brunson, first-time All-Star. He's going to shoot some threes. That's about it. I mean, I don't see him taking enough shots. I think he's going to be happy to be here, but effective. Like, I mean, I could probably guess in a stat line for him, 15. I'm being optimal with this. 15, 4, 6, something like that. That's a great first All-Star for Jalen Brunson. All right, now we got Bam Adebayo, my man. My dog, my Ace Boon Coon, BBN for life. Fade Bam Adebayo. I'm fading Bam Adebayo. In the All-Star game, I'm fading Bam Adebayo. He's good for, you know, lobs, facilitating. I mean, he's not really shooting like that. And like, and what the game's evolved into, it's really just going to be a three-point contest and a dunk contest in the game until the fourth quarter if the game is any type of close. It's just going to be that type of just willy-nilly bullshit. And willy-nilly bullshit, unfortunately, that's not where Bam Adebayo is in his that's not the best position, in my opinion, that's not the best position for Bam Adebayo to be in. Especially when, again, I love Bam, pause, but this is really no slight. It's an All-Star game. He's more than likely going to be, if not the worst, the second worst player on the floor whenever he is on the floor. I love Bam. I do. But this is the All-Star game. And I'm saying, when I say worst, I'm talking about just in the overall scope of the abilities of what these guys are able to do. The impact on the game that they have on their home teams. I don't see Bam being able to have, honestly, how the fuck, is Jimmy not an All-Star? Is Jimmy he's just chilling that hard? How the hell? What is Bam doing? What is Bam's numbers this season? Hold on. No, fuck that. I'm sorry. Hey, Bam, I love Bam. He's an All-Star? Hold on. What the hell? Yeah, where's Bam out of my, what's Bam numbers? I'm sorry. I got to look this up right now. Bam, my dog. My dog, Bam out of 20, 10, and 4 in one block. I mean, 20 in today's NBA, like, that's like 15 back in the day. But that 10 is nice. But, I mean, also, there's more opportunities at that 10. So, that 10, probably more like 7. But whatever. You know, I don't think this is a game that's going to be, just like I said for Luka, just like I said for, what's his name, Jokic. I don't think this is going to be their game. I don't think this is a game for them. Trae Young. Y'all know how I feel about Trae Young. I like to believe Trae Young wants it. Question is he going to have the opportunity to get the minutes? I think Trae Young can have a viral moment. Hopefully it's in his favor. But I think he can have a viral moment tonight. I think him and Steph get into a shootout. I think I would love to see a shootout take place in this game tonight. I would love just half-court type shit. Logos, like, just going crazy. That's why I wish the LED court was there. If the LED court is there tonight, that's fire. Definitely fire. But I think Trae want to go get it, man. I want Trae to go get it. I think, like I said, there's about 8-9 guys that can get nuclear. I would say he's also one of them. Just saying. Tyrese Maxey, I think he's happy to be here. I think Tyrese Maxey's probably going to get 8 to 13 minutes. I think he's happy to be here. He's going to have a blast. He's going to get some buckets, but I'm happy to be here. And BBN, how many of my BBN niggas is in the All-Star game real quick? Hold on, let me check that. How many of my niggas is here? We got Cat. We got Tyrese Maxey. We got Bam. We got Booker. We got AD. We got SGA. God damn, what's that? 5, 6? Shit. Damn. BBN crazy. Alright. Anyway. Next up we got Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, anyways. Any fucking ways. At some point, how is Kawhi still getting selected for the All-Star game? We all acknowledge, we all know Kawhi Leonard's an All-Star. We all know Kawhi Leonard's a top 10, top 15 player in the NBA. But God damn it, who the fuck is voting for this nigga to play in the All-Star game? Who? I guess every team has a fan base. It's LA, the Clippers, but like, you really, who? How? Who's, how is this happening? Is this the coaches? The coaches vote for the reserves. The coaches should know better. The coaches should know better. If the league makes more money, the coaches make more money. This nigga, okay, who's somebody that got snubbed in the West? Who's somebody that got snubbed in the West? Now I gotta think real quick. Who's somebody that got snubbed? Fuck you, you ain't gotta be subbed. I would've rather seen Victor Wembanyama than this nigga. Who the fuck? Come on, man. What are we, okay. I would've took Chet. I would've took, fuck it. Is Lauri Markkanen? Is he in all? I would have took Lauri Markkanen. I would have took De'Aaron Fox. I would have took Sabonis. I would have took Jalen Green, goddamn. I would have took, what are we doing? Brandon Ingram, Zion. Why? Why? Kawhi, we all know what he's able to do. But this is a fucking All-Star. I heard maybe it's bullshit, but you know, maybe it's cocksources. He might not even be playing for real. And when has he ever played for real in an All-Star game? This Kawhi, come on, man. That's just taking a spot from somebody. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Now, I wish we were able to get to this one with Allen, but Anthony Edwards. Right now, Anthony Edwards is a max fade. But I've learned whenever somebody is a max fade, that is when they shock the world. Now, it's a 1%. I don't believe it's going to happen, but I will have a little exposure to Anthony Edwards. But if it's true that he's doing everything left-handed and it looks anything like the skills challenge last night, then, well, that's not going to go over well. But at the same time, I mean, Larry Bird did, back in the day, play a whole game and drop like 30-something all with his left hand. So that would go to the talent separation that I was talking about with women's sports. It was like that for men back in the day. Look at some of the rosters back in the 90s. Like, it's definitely, like, it improves. So, slowly but surely, yeah, the WNBA, whatever. I'm not talking about WNBA right now. Anthony Edwards, his coach is also, you know, coaching. So, you know, he might just be chilling with him. So, I don't know. Karl-Anthony Towns, again, it's possible for him to get nuclear. I like where he's priced, so I'll definitely have exposure to him. Paul George, believe it or not, I am not surprised, I'm not blown away, I'm not shocked at all if we're sitting here 8 hours from now and Paul George is the MVP. Now, granted, he's not a starter, but I think he could come in and he could take over the game, and I think he's somebody that would want to do that because, for whatever reason, a lot of the next generation of Hoopers look up to this guy. A lot of them, like, this is a major showcase for Paul George, for him to show. And, like, Paul George has always been talented. He's always been a, you know, decent two-way player. But, you know, for the conversation that some people have him in, it's crazy. But he does have the talent on any given night to be the best player on the floor. On any given night, regardless of who's on the floor, on any given night, he has the talent to be the best player on the floor. It's probably why a bunch of guys look up to him. But, I mean, the thing is, he should do that then. He should do that. I would have also seen James Harden or Russell Westbrook. Like, what are we doing, Kawhi Leonard? Like, what are we doing? Jaylen Brown. Last year he had a pretty good game because Jason Tatum was going crazy. They were trying to go at each other. I think he's going to try. Did he start last year? Probably not. I think he's going to try. And anybody that's going to try in the game, You might as well have some exposure to him. Now, what that means as far as him trying, I think max him trying, that could still be 20 points. It could. Niggas not gonna, if niggas are smart about their shit, if niggas go out early and have decided, like, hey, I want this, they can put their names in contention early. Some guys are just gonna be chilling, relaxing, too cool for school in the first, you know, couple of minutes. Other niggas, hey, that's why I think SGA, he's like, hey, fuck all that. Niggas, I'm starting over Steph Curry. Fuck you mean? And he was talking. I wonder what that locker room's like. Nigga was talking mad shit on Steph. Yeah, we ain't forget. Paolo Banchero, happy to be here. Think he'll be happy if he got 10 minutes. Now, within those 10 minutes, I think he's just going to want to just have fun being all around everything. You know, probably, of course, get his dunks and lobs off. If I was trying to do a points prop for him right now, I would probably do, honestly, I would think his line is probably like 6.5, 7. That's what I would think. That's what I was thinking his line is. But because the over-under is so high, it'd probably be closer to 8-9, but I think 6.5, 7 would be more accurate. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see here later on. And Scotty Barnes, I already told you what I think about Scotty Barnes, but, he's going to play. And with that being said, with the talent, we've been talking about the talent gaps and talent separations and everything pretty much this entire episode. With the talent disparity between the conferences, I do think that the West runs away with this badly. Like, honestly, I think the worst... Here, I'll do this real quick. Tyrese Halliburton on Luka. Tyrese should have that. Damian Lillard on SGA. I would like SGA on that. Giannis and KD. Giannis got that. But, you know, KD's not, you know, trash. But Giannis got that. Especially in the All-Star game. Tatum and LeBron. Yeah, Tatum has opportunity to start off hot. He can go crazy. Joel Embiid and Jokic. The I wonder. Oh, Joel Embiid's not playing. Fuck. Right. He's not playing, right? Yeah, Joel Embiid's injured. Fuck. Well, damn, that changes it. Well, who's starting now? Who's starting in place of him?
Bam Adebayo is selected to start in place of Joel Embiid.
All right. Well, shit. That changes things. This nigga started now. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. If he started, he going to get about 20, 25 minutes. Maybe even 20, high 20s. Maybe, like, push it close to 30. Because who else? Because Julius Randle not playing. Paolo's getting... Okay, you know what? Bam. My fault, Bam. Okay, we can do something with Bam. We not fading Bam. We believe in Bam. BBN. Let's go, Bam. Okay, look. He gonna be on the floor with these guys. He gonna have an opportunity. Okay, yeah, he'll get stats. Okay, I like that. And yeah, nah, he ain't scared of Jokic. Oh yeah, he gonna take it personal with you. Let's go, nigga. MVP, nigga. Let's go, Bam Adebayo. He probably like plus 3,000 MVP. I'm all in. Let's go. Okay. Oh man, damn. I should not have did that. Let's go, Bam. Let's fucking go. Scotty Bourne. Okay. My fault. Anyway. Yeah, damn, the West bench is crazy.
Yeah, the East bench is full of first-time All-Stars, so basically, like, you ain't even supposed to be here, and most of them, unfortunately, aren't even supposed to be here. They're just here because of injury replacements, so, yeah, West should run away with that shit.
So, yeah, we'll see. Oh, that's why she's there. And Jennifer Hudson is doing the halftime show. Okay. Is she from Indiana or something? No. Okay, whatever. All right, well, that is what I think about the game. And MVPs, you know, I guess let's look at the props real quick. And, of course, this is, like I said, this, especially with Allen getting on, the episode was extended a little bit. So good chances this is not going to be out. So this is all going to be... after the fact, so you can just see, you can just guesstimate how, my All-Star experience went based off of what you heard here today. All-Star game. Oh, you know what? No, that's too much. I'm not doing that with y'all. Let's go here. They got some props up. Got some of them proppy props. Ooh, we do have proppy props. Okay, look, I'm gonna make it with y'all. Y'all gonna hear me. Oh, I didn't finish. There's also one more player that's playing in the All-Star game that I didn't discuss. He goes by the name of Wardell Stephen Curry Jr. I think it's frustrating. I think he knows how frustrating it is and can be. Basically carrying the league, all the stats and analytics show in the most watched team and everything. Highest jersey sales and the most watched and all that. And being treated by the NBA appointed referees in the way that he has been treated. But it goes deeper than just the referees, it goes with the league. The league knows Stephen Curry should have been starting in the All-Star game. SGA is having a great season. That's BBN. That's my dog. I ain't even mad. Well, I am mad, but okay. But we know what the people want to see. We know what it should be. And they have Steph Curry coming off of the bench. Cool. Like we discussed earlier, you also asked Steph to just, fate of the world, fate of the planet, defending all men everywhere, had to take down Sabrina Ionescu in a 3-point contest, which honestly she can say whatever she wants about it because at the end of the day that's was not a normal three for her. I mean, yeah, she does take deep threes in games, but that was not a normal three for her. So, you can say that it was not fair. It was in Steph's favor. They're already giving her the benefit of was she's in season or he's not or he's in season or whatever. Anyway. The last time Steph played in the All-Star game was the MVP. Put on the show. I believe that was the one in Cleveland. I think he had like 15 threes, something like that. 13, 14, 15 threes. If anything, I think with age, you just get better at shooting. The more reps and repetition, athleticism doesn't really change that too much. Like, I believe Reggie Miller can still shoot. Ray Allen can still shoot. We saw that Steph Curry in one round outscored everybody that participated in the 3-point contest. I believe Steph goes crazy. I believe Steph takes it personal. I believe Steph loves the whole fake humble. Because, that's definitely what it is, but I ain't mad at it. I believe at his core he's a good dude. But, the fake humble shit, it's going to be a lot of that tonight. And I think LeBron's going to love, getting some easy assists to Steph. They're going to put on a show together. And when any guy gets hot, it's just kind of just, I guess, Hooper code. Whenever somebody gets super hot, you find them, you get it to them. I think there's going to be a couple of shootouts throughout this game. I would love nothing more. Y'all remember, well, y'all remember, but like, remember hearing about, I believe 1992 when Magic Johnson came back and played in the All-Star game, and he just like at the end of the game went one-on-one with everybody. I would love it if at some point in the game they just go one-on-one with Steph for three. Like deep threes, like not one-on-one, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we're not trying to see that. Yo, chill, 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 dog. We shooting, dog. Relax. What are you doing? But like, you know how they do in All-Star games. Like, have Steph do that. Just keep going. Knock out just everybody. Take everybody out. Take everybody out. King of the Hill type shit in the middle of the game. Let's go. But yeah. Obviously, I'm picking Steph to be MVP. Oh, captain, my captain. We go as Steph goes. All right. Now, I'm gonna put together with y'all. And we can see what happens or not together as a pod family. I'm gonna put together a prize pick. Put together a prize pick. Okay. I don't really like any of this. I like PRA more. All right, points. LeBron James over under 20 points or 19 and a half points. I think that's an easy under, but I want to see if I can make a ticket without hating tonight. Giannis, 28 and a half points. That's a lot. I don't like picking less on nobody though. Kevin Durant, 21 and a half. That seems so easy. That seems so easy. And this is why I hate Kevin Durant. Because I know I'm going to end up clicking that more. I know I'm about to end up clicking that more. But 21 and a half, Kevin Durant can get you 22 points in an all-star game. Ain't nobody playing defense. The nigga is 7 feet tall. He's wet from everywhere. Pause. But he's going to find a way to not fucking do that. He's going to find a fucking way to not do that. But that's... It's 22 and a... It's 22 points, KD. It's 22 points. I see 22 points, Kevin Durant. Can I get 22 points? I'm taking the more, but God damn, Kevin Durant. 22 points. Is it too much to ask? This is why I hate Kevin Durant. He always lets me down, dog. 22 points. I'm asking you for 22 points in a motherfucking All-Star game. Dog, 4 for 4 from three, that's 12. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I see Kevin Durant being one of the few people that's having an opportunity to get to the free throw line tonight. Just take shots, dog. Just take shots. I should take it out. I should take it out. I should take this out. I should take this out. I should take this out. I probably will. Jason Tatum, 24 and a half points. Damn, that's a lot. But, I mean, he murdered it last year. But, you know, let's try to find some things that we feel more confident with while I'm sitting here with Kevin Durant's shit-eating grin, staring me at the face, knowing he's not going to give me 22 points tonight. I'm just better off making a hate ticket. I just say less on niggas. I'd just be much better off. But, I believe in these niggas. That's why I hate these niggas. Damian Lillard, 24 and a half. No, I'm good on that. Luka Doncic, 11 points. That's tough. That's tough. That's tough. Can he get me more than... I think he needs to take 7 shots. Can Luka Doncic get me 7 shots tonight? Jokic is at 7. Can Jokic get me 8? Can Jokic get 4 putbacks? Might maybe accidentally hit a 3. Man. I mean, Jokic could fuck around and get a triple-double tonight on some 10-10-10 shit. I don't know. Let's keep going. Donovan Mitchell, over 18 and a half. He's not starting, but I think he'll have the opportunity. I think he'll have... I'm rocking with you, Donovan. Pause. Going with Donovan Mitchell. He'll give me 19 points. I believe Donovan will give me 19 points. He wants it. He wants it. Kevin Durant, you fucking looking like fucking Shrek from Donkey Ass, nigga. What are you doing? 22 points, dog. That's all I need. 22 fucking points. Steph Curry, 21 and a half. He has the same line as Kevin Durant. That's easy. We believe in you, Steph. That's easy. Easy money. Easy money. He's the easy money sniper. Jaylen Brown, 16 points. I'm a chill. Devin Booker. I think Devin Booker could get you that. I think he wants it. I think he'd get you that. I think he'd get... Oh, hold on. What's AD? Damn, they got AD at 16 and a half. I think that's perfect. Fuck. Book. Book. Yeah, nah, Book wants it. We rocking with you, Book. Let's go, Book. All right, assist. LeBron James. Is LeBron going to get me 6 assists tonight? Is LeBron going to give me 6 assists tonight? I don't know about that one, Bucko. I mean, actually, nah, because he's going to pass to Steph. He's going to pass to Steph. But he might fucking, try to be MVP. And if he does that, he knows he needs to score. Unless he tries to get the triple-double MVP. That's possible. He can try to get the triple-double, but that he's going to have to play minutes. Is he going to want to play minutes? Is he going to want to play minutes in Indiana? I'm a chill. These are all kind of nice. Steph, get you 5 assists. I don't want to see Steph pass the ball once, but I know he will. Luka, 6 assists. I mean, that should be an easy thing. Why do they think Shea is going to have 9 assists? But Luka's not... They must think he's not going to play at all. God damn. All right, rebounds. Okay. Okay, yeah, AD over 4.5 rebounds. We got that one. We got that one. Slam dunk. Okay. LeBron James, 3 threes made. I think he did have that little flurry last year. No, that was during the fucking play-in tournament. Or not playing, the in-season tournament. Jason Tatum, 5 threes made. Yeah, I think he'll take 5 threes. I think he'll take 5. Well, will he make 5? That's the thing. Well, he'll take enough. We'll take enough. All right, yeah, fuck you. We'll take you. We'll take you, guys. We'll take you. So we got Kevin Durant letting us down. 22 points. We need 22 points from Kevin Durant. We need 19 points from Donovan Mitchell. We need 22 points from Steph Curry. We need 19 points from Devin Booker. 5 rebounds. 5 rebounds from Anthony Davis. And 5 made threes from Jason Tatum. I'd be much better off finding some hate, but that's what we're going to rock with. This is my belief. We believe. We believe in this. We believe. Locked in. Locked and loaded. All right. Well, there y'all go. So, y'all will get to already know the results as you're listening to this. And let me know. Well, don't let me know. But, yeah, you'll know how my experience was with All-Star Weekend. Appreciate y'all for listening. It's been another episode, and we're out. Might be back later tonight. Might actually talk about the game and, you know, shit like that later on. So, you know, maybe this will just be a super extendo episode. Maybe you might fuck around and see that, you know, I dropped a 3-hour episode solo. Well, that's what happens sometimes when you just be